Some news now from the world of sports. Mammoth home runs, a stellar pitching performance, a bizarre triple play, more brushback tension, and a show of solidarity for human decency. Last night's 5-2 win for the Red Sox over the Orioles may have been just a baseball game, but it played out like a dramatic stage play under the lights of Fenway Park. First, there was the much-welcomed moment when Baltimore's Adam Jones stepped to the plate in the first inning and was given a standing ovation by the Fenway crowd. One night earlier, Jones had racial epithets hurled at him along with a bag of peanuts as he stood in center field, a disgusting show of racism in a city and for a franchise that has fought hard to rectify its past transgressions regarding its treatment of African Americans. Red Sox President Sam Kennedy had issued a formal apology from the team to Jones, but the ovation by the crowd last night let Jones know that the terrible actions of a few could not overcome the better angels of the many. And the moment was extended when Red Sox starter Chris Sale walked off the mound and let the cheering for Jones stretch out and continue. So it would seem that it would be all feel-good stuff at the Fens, but Sale had another message later for the Orioles' Manny Machado, who you may recall injured Dustin Pedroia during a game in Baltimore when he got his spikes up slotting into second. The Red Sox badly handled the payback game, eventually landing a 4-game suspension for reliever Matt Barnes for throwing at Machado's head 2 games later. Mookie Betts got hit in the leg by Baltimore's Dylan Bundy in this series at Fenway, but Sale decided it wasn't over quite just yet, and he threw a fastball behind Machado's legs last night. It's a good thing he didn't hit him. He would have been tossed for sure. The umpire instead issued warnings to both teams to cut it out. Then Sale went on to have another incredible game, striking out 11 and finally getting some run support for his 8-inning effort. Ramirez is in the home run zone right now. He blasted 2 home runs last night. He's got 4 in his last 4 games. Both of these last night cleared the monster and left way out of the ballpark. Mookie Betts had a 2-run double in the 8th to give Sale some padding. It was only 3-2 Red Sox at the time. Machado, by the way, got some measure of revenge on Sale by belting a home run of his own off Sale in the 7th, but he was still steaming mad after the game, and before the media he laced into a profanity-laced tirade, and there are still 2 games left in this Fenway series. If all this drama wasn't enough, there was a crazy triple play pulled off by Baltimore in the bottom of the 8th, pretty much by accident, with Mitch Moreland on 2nd and Pedroia on 1st. Jackie Bradley booped a fly into shallow left. J.J. Hardy misplayed the ball and it dropped, but the runners didn't know what to do since they thought it would be caught. Hardy threw to 2nd. Moreland was off the bag. He got tagged out. Jonathan Scope stepped on 2nd for the force out, then threw on to 1st, where Pedroia was just standing there befuddled. It was weird, a triple play as you will ever see in the game of baseball. The New York Yankees got back on track against the Toronto Blue Jays last night, winning 11-5 behind the power of Aaron Judge, who's got a whole Paul Bunyan living legend thing going on right now in the Bronx. The 6'7", 280-pound rookie smashed 2 home runs last night and smashed a flat-screen TV to pieces during batting practice with another long ball to the visitor's area in center field. He's now got 12 homers on the year. That leads the majors. Brett Gardner also went yard twice for the Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka picked up the win to run his record to 4-1. In Atlanta, Jay Bruce drove in 6 runs for the New York Mets, including a grand slam, but it wasn't enough, and the Mets dropped a 9-7 decision to the Atlanta Braves. Knuckleballer R.A. Dickey got the win. Matt Harvey took the loss. Ender Inciarte drove in 3 runs for the Braves. Freddie Freeman added a 2-run homer. There was bad blood in Game 2 of the Boston Celtics-Washington Wizards second-round playoff game at the Garden last night, with lots of hard fouls, players getting in each other's faces, bodies flying everywhere. All of that was overshadowed by yet another amazing performance from Isaiah Thomas, who finished the night with 53 points, 20 of them in the fourth quarter, 9 in overtime, as he just took over the game in Boston's 129-119 win. The Celtics trailed by 7 in the fourth when Thomas started driving the lane, faking out defenders and scoring at will. He dedicated the game to his sister China, who would have turned 23 yesterday, but lost her life in a car accident just before the playoffs started. Celtics now lead the series 2-0. It shifts back to Washington for Game 3. In Oakland last night, Steph Curry scored 22 points. The Golden State Warriors easily took Game 1 from the Utah Jazz 106-94. NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers have climbed back into their second-round series against the Ottawa Senators with a 4-1 win last night at Madison Square Garden. Matt Zuccarello had a goal and an assist, and Henrik Lundqvist stopped 26 shots. The Nashville Predators now have a 3-1 lead over the St. Louis Blues after a 2-1 win last night. Locally, the Norwich University softball team got its first home field Great Northeast Atlantic Conference playoff win since 2014. They beat Emmanuel 7-2 yesterday. Stockbridge native Rachel Johnson struck out 12 in the circle for the Cadets. The Norwich baseball team not as successful, losing in heartbreaking fashion 7-6 to Johnson and Wales in the playoffs yesterday when the Wildcats rallied from a 6-5 deficit in the bottom of the ninth and then won the game on a walk-off by Ivan Reyes to put an end to the Cadets' season.